Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Pirelli tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
It's up, it's up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, we got Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia coming up at the bottom of the hour. Los Angeles Chargers edition. It's always fun. You definitely don't want to miss that. Speaking of the Chargers, they are up 10-7 on the Kansas City Chiefs in the second quarter early, 11 and a half minutes left. Chargers have had their way thus far. They scored a field goal on the first possession, a touchdown on the second. The Chiefs punted on their first two possessions, but did score on their third possession, a 9-yard pass from Patrick Mahomes to Jared.
Nice
McKinnon.
Little move there too. He eluded a couple people,
yeah,
and then threw it side under side armed.
That's what he can do
people.
So well, man.
Improvise,
throw from different. Yep, improvise and throw from different angles. And so it looks like we got a good game. Which, like I said, I expected. I'd be stunned if it was a blowout either way. I expect a good one, and that's what we got so far. All right, Rob, another story around the NFL featuring a former superstar, Brett Favre. And
this is a bad story, Chris. I'm sorry.
It is. We're going to ask Rob G to kind of summarize the situation for us. Rob G, bring us up to speed.
Well, there's a lot going on, guys. The former governor of Mississippi is involved in a civil suit, which Brett Favre has been named already, him and a couple of other people, involving the misappropriation of welfare funds. Now, as you know, Brett Favre was already investigated by the FBI for accepting over $1 million from funds from the state of Mississippi that, again, were from that welfare fund account. He has since paid it back, however, did not pay any of the interest. So that's part one. Part two here, he accepted over $1 million again for the speaking. But in addition, over $5 million was earmarked for his alma mater, his daughter's volleyball arena at Southern Mississippi University. Now, the smoking gun in this whole situation is there were texts exchanged between Brett Favre and the former governor, in which case Brett even mentions, I want to make sure that the they don't know where my money comes from in this situation.
So he already knew that it was...
He didn't want them to know that it was coming from the governor's office.
Right.
He maintains he doesn't know that it was from the welfare pie. He just knew it was coming from the governor.
And here's the other thing, Chris, really quickly. Mississippi's one of the poorest states.
Is it
the poorest?
The poorest.
Okay, the poorest state in the United States. People need help down there. Are you kidding? Seriously. And I know that's his home state, but you're taking from the people who need it most. That's low. Come on, you're rich? And you're rich, Chris? Really?
Rob, I'm sorry. I said it the other day, and I'm going to repeat it. When your crime is bad all the way around, right?
Yep.
But when you are wealthy, rich, he made, what, $100 million in his career or something? Probably more. I'll check that out. But when you're wealthy and rich and you still commit crimes, not that it's okay for a poor person.
Right.
But you're just doing this strictly out of greed. There is no other reason. Why in the world would Brett Favre take money from the poorest people in the poorest state? So they're the poorest people in the freaking country.
Right.
And I think when people who are wealthy and rich do crimes like this, they should get the book thrown at them.
And I love that
they should get a higher punishment than the poor, everyday, run-of-the-mill guy, little criminal on the street.
Who doesn't have any money.
Not that they should get off, but you know what I mean?
Who doesn't have any money, Chris, and they're stealing Pampers for the baby or milk? It ain't right. But I could understand it. If you don't have money and you have a baby at home that needs Pampers or milk, I can.
Yep. This is horrible. And it was bad enough what he did a few years ago, right? Like, you needed the $1 million that much. I don't know what he did with his money, but still, I mean, he had to have something. And he's Brett freaking Favre.
And,
all right, your name is money, to be honest.
And if you need that volleyball for your daughter's college, pay for it yourself. You got wealthy friends all over. Have a golf outing, Chris.
Yep.
Get somebody to sponsor it. You can make a phone call to Nike or somebody, some business that you've had a relationship with, and said, we need to build this in Mississippi. And if you throw in $300,000 and I throw in $1 million,
absolutely,
and some other people, friends of Brett Favre, and then we present it to the university. What is wrong with that? But no, he can't dig in his money. Let's take the welfare money, because nobody cares about them. No one's going to look and question it or whatever. Just awful. And it's hard to look at him the same way. It is.
No question. And Rob, he made nearly $140 million
his
career. $140 million. I mean, come on, man.
That's not even endorsement money, Chris.
That's not all the other stuff. I'm not going to say it's hard to look at him the same way. I can't look at him the same way. I don't look at him the same way. This is horrible, man. And remember, Rob, what he did when he was with the Jets.
Right.
He sent obscene pictures to one of the cheerleaders, Jen Sterger, who's now a broadcaster. Just unwanted, unsolicited, obscene photos of himself to her. So it's just like, man, the more you
and he got away with that too. Right? Nothing happened. Nothing happened.
Well, this is an example, Rob, of entitlement. And maybe, you know, when you get away with all types of bad behavior, you think you're untouchable. And that seems to be the situation with Brett Favre. I mean, this is just terrible, Rob. It's I don't look at him the same way. I'm sorry.
And you know, going forward, if you're the NFL or, you know, you're inviting him to some sort of event, you know what I mean? Like, you start to look, it is, and I like the word that you use, crime, because that's what it is. It ain't, everybody thinks crime is pushing over an old lady and grabbing her pocketbook, Chris. It's white. This is white collar crime.
Yep. Yep.
Stealing funds that are allocated for poor people. If this is anybody else, a politician, Chris, they're going to jail. You hear me? They're going to jail.
Yeah, I mean, it's just horrible. It is absolutely horrible. I know I keep saying that, but I'm at a loss for words. I just don't understand why you would do this. And you brought up the NFL inviting him to things. Rob, he needs to be persona non grata for the NFL.
Right. I definitely, if I'm the league, I can't have him at some big event, you know, a guest of the NFL, because that would be like just endure the same way that they shun other people for other situations.
Yep.
Chris, here's a guy who is as big as it gets. And obviously it's a different kind of, you know, situation. Matt Lauer was as big as anybody, making $30 million, biggest star on television, morning news, Chris. He can't go to a persona non grata to everything.
Yep.
Nothing. Have you seen him? Chris, no. You haven't seen him in 3 years.
No. And look, Favre's going to be, if he doesn't go to jail or whatever, I don't know what potential penalties are out there
It'll be probation, because if you don't have a record, if you don't have any felonies, you know, any other priors, Chris, for the most part.
At this point, Rob, he hadn't been charged with anything.
No, I know there's no charge, but I'm saying it would be probation. I guarantee you that.
But I tell you what, so look, let's say it is probation. Look, he can count his blessings. He'll get to live his life. He's still got a lot of money, I'm sure. He'll be able to live his life. I'm sure the people who are his friends will still be his friends for the most part. And he'll still be able to go ahead and live a good life. NFL shouldn't have anything to do with him. I'm sorry. He's in the Hall of Fame, right?
Yeah.
And he can stay there. But they shouldn't have anything to do with him. I really don't want to hear him talk about Aaron Rodgers anymore. I don't want to hear him talk about young quarterbacks. I don't want to hear him, unless he's going to talk about this and explain yourself. I'm sorry, Rob. The NFL shouldn't. Do you see Lawrence Taylor trotted out there very much?
No, you do not. Because of Lawrence Taylor's, you don't see him, Chris, very seldom. He's one of the biggest stars in the NFL.
Arguably the best player ever.
Yep, and you don't see him on anything. He's not invited to anything. The Giants every so often, Chris, will have something.
Right, I've seen him here and there. But
that's it, but very sparingly. I agree.
And his issues, he was harming himself as well, you know, like.
But he also had a thing with young girls, underage girls.
He
was involved in that. Now here, what is the network that Brett Favre works for? Because isn't he on a podcast or something? What is he?
I don't know.
13, but Chris, they haven't said anything. There's no comment from where he's working.
And guys, you know, I don't mean to jump in, but we just did a Brett Favre topic about a week and a half ago because he said something about Trey Lance, and it was on the 33rd team. Since all this has gone down, several media reporters have reached out to that company and said, hey, will you guys have any comment on what's going on with Brett Favre?
Nothing.
Radio silence.
Nothing.
Yeah, they. I mean, come on, man. He may not even address this. You know, I mean, he'd be wise to just kind of go off and
anytime he's in public, he should be. If reporters are around, they should, of course, ask him.
Yep.
Brett, why'd you steal the money? That would be
look,
my question.
I'm going to be honest, Rob. I didn't know Brett Favre. I didn't cover the NFL like that. I never met him or anything. I liked him as a player. You know, from afar, I liked him as a player.
He was a great player to watch. Are you kidding? A gunslinger.
Absolutely.
Throw the ball around the field. He was great like that.
And he seemed like I liked his personality from what I saw. you know, he just was, you know, seemed like a, you know, a cool guy, like a good guy, you know. But now, man, this is just some horrendous madness that he got involved in. And like we said, it's not the first time that he's done something like this. And so, like I said, I don't look at him the same way. I think he should be persona non grata with the NFL.
Yeah.
If their talk of integrity and all of that is sincere,
right,
which we know it probably isn't, but, you know, then they shouldn't have anything to do with him. I'm sorry. Unless he comes out and, you know, recants, pays the money back, whatever he wants to do.
But he would have to do a lot, no doubt.
Absolutely. 877-99 on Fox. We're asking you, has your opinion of Brett Favre changed since he retired? We'll continue the conversation with you next. It's Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
It's the Odd Couple. Still haven't heard Speed Racer, but that's okay.
It's coming.
We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. 877-99 on Fox, a guy that was a superstar. And like I said, I kind of liked him from afar. But now, not so much. Brett Favre, what do you think about him? Has your opinion changed?
All right, let's kick it off with John in Orlando. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, guys. Great talking to you again.
Yes, sir.
Yep, you too.
I listened to your argument that he's rich, but we don't know that. You know, lottery winners, they win millions of dollars, and they're broke 3 or 4 years after that.
John, forget about that. It's taking money from the poor.
Right.
Come on,
even
John.
Even if he's not rich, it's wrong.
He's not entitled to welfare
but
money.
He is rich.
For volleyball? Right. Come on, John. Be better
okay,
than that.
You're a baseball fan, right? You know what Pete Rose told Joe Morgan?
What?
You know what Pete Rose told Joe Morgan back in the day?
What?
If you're not cheating, you're not trying hard enough.
Nah, stop it.
In real life?
Stop.
That should be
that's
life.
That's about a game. That ain't about
Stop
taking
it.
Money from poor people.
Absolutely.
Come on, John. You're better than that. Welfare is to feed people and kids and give them a place to live, Chris. What
Rob,
are you talking about?
Even if he spent wasted all his money that he made, it's still no excuse.
None. Sean.
I don't care. You could be poor yourself and it's no excuse. Come on, man.
Stop with that. Sean in Sacramento, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Sean?
Yo, my uncle's from another mother. My brother's behind the board. Real quick before I jump into my take. Man, first of all, my man Rod G been killing it on Twitter. He brought me that story about what was going on with y'all brought it up earlier with the dude from Dallas First, my man Alex Tyson killing it with the anime senpai. Yes,
yep.
That take over there. Chris, I love the new rebrand of First Things First, man. You and Nick keep me cracking up every damn day.
Thank you, man.
And brand new Inside the Parker. Download and stream it now, America.
No it's doubt.
I never miss it.
There you go. That's all right.
Hey, man, it's a great segment, man. Hey, I ain't going to lie, though. Sometimes Rob recycles some stuff I hear on the Odd Couple, but it's still entertaining.
Oh, you know, he be taking my takes.
What?
No, no
yeah.
No
oh, yeah, your baseball takes. I'm taking them. I'm stealing them.
Hey, he just makes sure to cut you out the podcast.
Be
though,
quiet.
So
be quiet.
My take real
what
quick,
you got,
that is,
man?
What a disgrace of a human being. Let me give you Mississippi ranking.
Yes.
50th out of 50 in healthcare, 43rd in education, 49th in economy, 48th in infrastructure, bottom three in all of those major categories. And this guy has the nerve to take millions of dollars from his own state, his own people, to build a volleyball arena. What happened to that Wrangler money, Brett? What happened to that copperfit money, Brett? You besides everything that he made in the NFL. And then on the other hand, you got guys like Clinton Portis, Joe Horn, Rashay Caldwell, the late Rashay Caldwell, getting charged with fraud for taking a fraction of that amount from their own pension fund.
Right.
This makes no sense, man. And I don't want to say it, but call a spade a spade. What's the only difference between these two? Man, I ain't going to say it on the air. Y'all already know what I'm saying, man.
Race.
They need to
I'll
have
say
more
race.
Equity.
It's terrible.
Exactly.
It's
and
absolutely
terrible. Let's face it, too, Rob. The majority of those people that are poor and on welfare in Mississippi are black people.
Yep. Terrible.
That's one of the blackest states. It might be the blackest state in the union.
Might be.
Or in the country.
Blake in South Dakota, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Blake?
Hey, I'm going to have to correct you on that. The majority of the people in there are not black people that are poor. The majority of people are white that are poor in that state.
Well, it might be the majority, but per capita.
You're talking about numbers.
It's a higher percentage of blacks, I'm sure.
Okay. But go ahead. All right. Give us your other point, Blake. Blake, we don't have the where are you on this? He's okay with you? No sweat?
No, I think it's all scandalous myself, actually. But, you know, it just seems like y'all are trying to bring some points about just black people or something, man.
Stop it. We just responded to the last caller. We talked for 12 minutes about Brett Favre. Did we bring up race, Rob?
Not at all. We talked
so stop,
about.
Keep it real. I hope he's still on. Keep
yes,
it real.
We did
we
not.
Up one point about race. That's it.
And we talked about the idea of rich people taking money, welfare money from people
yes.
for a damn volleyball court. That's
I understand
cool.
That. I think it's I think it's definitely scandalous, but I think some other people were in charge of this more than he is. He's just the face, man. He's just somebody that everybody can be like, oh, look, he's bad. Y'all haven't talked about that governor. You haven't talked about
this is a sports show.
I hate to break it to you. And, Chris, I guarantee you the governor doesn't have as much money as Brett Favre. I guarantee you.
Right. And even if he were the quote-unquote face, as the caller said, he went along with it. He went along with it. Come on, man.
All right, let's squeeze in MJ, of course, in New Orleans. You're on Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, MJ?
What up? Thanks for taking my call. Yes, my opinion of the old gunslinger has changed. You know, we kind of thought of him as, you know, the third brother, you know, Bo and Luke Duke. Like, Brett was kind of that third. But let me just reel off some of the names, brands that he's promoting. He's promoting Nike, Snapper, Remington Hunting Ice, Sears, Prilosec, Sensodyne, MasterCard, Wrangler Jeep, Hyundai, just to name a few. And those endorsement deals earn far around $7 million a year. What else do you have to say? I mean, that's what it is. I mean, yes, it's a white-collar crime. You have to even look, and this is funny, but Cam Newton lost his yogurt deal for just talking reckless to a female reporter. So this guy is still, you're not hearing him leaving any of his endorsement deals with this stuff coming up, and it's been for years?
Right.
Come on, man. It is what it is. Stop it.
Great point. Absolutely great point. All right, Tyson's Tower of Trivia is next.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card.
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments.
where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
And it's time for Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, vegans and meat eaters, kale chip lovers, ruffle chip lovers, it's time.
This game is so easy.
For Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia.
That's right, it is Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia, the segment that proves you don't even gotta like sports to work in sports media. The star of this segment, the man whose podcast, the Anime Senpai podcast, is taking over. But not quite like his TikTok page, which I believe has over 100,000 followers.
Does
right
it
now.
Really? Wow.
Not a brag or anything.
Really, Alex?
None other than our resident DJ, Tom Crady himself.
Alex
Tyshirt.
100,000?
All self-made, baby.
How much did it cost you?
$0.99.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Chris tried to give me some insight. I was like, CB, you know I want the real fans. Stop it.
I have never paid. Y'all know I ain't even that technologically savvy. To pay anybody
stop it,
my,
Chris.
My stuff.
What's next? You say that's natural hair color? Stop it.
This is my natural hair color. You've seen pictures of me as a kid.
I have, actually.
It is. This week it is his natural hair color.
Don't hate. Congratulate.
Appreciate.
All right, guys. You know how this segment works. I got seven fairly easy sports trivia questions. In this case, they're very easy.
Speak for yourself.
Because the Chargers don't have a ton of history. But you got to help Alex get up the tower. One word clues once again, gentlemen. It's got to be a real word. It's got to be in English. No rhyming and
that's right,
no numbers. I think that's all the rules. I'm not sure.
Chris, defending champion.
And
but I flipped a coin during the update, and surprise, surprise, Rob Parker.
Yes.
Why does Rob always get to go first?
Because I flipped a coin and he called it.
Well, he always gets to go first.
Are you here to call it, Chris?
No, so I get
who's
to go
fault
first
is that?
Sometimes.
That's
you
right.
You gotta be in perks
it's
of being in
fault.
LA.
You gotta be.
Fault?
You gotta be in the Pacific time zone.
I gotta work.
Rob's working. He's right there. I see him.
Yes, I'm in the studio.
He's
too.
In the studio. All right,
I'm in the studio.
He's in the studio.
All right, here we go, Rob. The Chargers have retired four numbers in their franchise history, but only one for a defensive player. That was, of course, the late great Blank Seau.
Oh, Alex, this is easy. You ready?
You say it's easy, but
you guys gave the rules.
All right, here we go.
All right, I'm ready, Rob.
God,
senior?
Flouting the rules.
Chris, can you be quiet? Can I get my clue again, Rob G?
Please, if you don't mind.
Senior?
Citizen.
That is incorrect.
Oh.
First name is Citizen. I love that.
It might be.
Here we go, Alex. Are you ready?
Rob almost fell out of his chair. I'm ready, C.
Sophomore?
Junior.
That is
great. Yeah,
right.
Senior.
Why would you say senior? How am I supposed to say
that? His first name is Citizen.
I don't know.
You got to remember, it was his first name. You weren't
Citizen
paying attention.
How?
What kind of first name is Junior?
Junior.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, we move on. Chris up to an early 9-0 lead.
Unbelievable.
Level number two. Chris, the Chargers have had several sensational tight ends in their franchise history. Most recently, a former college basketball player named Antonio Blank.
Fence?
Did you say fence?
Fence.
Yard?
That is incorrect.
Well, can you read it one more time?
Yeah, please.
Former Chargers tight end Antonio Blank.
Okay, what did you say?
He said fence.
Don't worry about what I said. You just worry about what you got to say.
Alex, all right, close
here we
your
go.
Eyes.
Alex, really? You ready?
We're driving up the coast.
Here we go, Alex.
It's a warm summer day. I'm ready.
Here we go. Water.
Gate.
Yeah!
That is correct.
Antonio Gates.
Oh, that's good. Because I got to be honest, I wouldn't. I was
Alex
like,
knows
water.
Watergate. Watergate.
Yeah. He's more likely to know Watergate than he is the fence clue.
Because I was also thinking about.
Fence is a good clue. Fence, gate,
yeah.
Right?
I was going to say rusty.
Oh, yeah.
That's a little better.
Rusty?
Yeah.
Really?
We move on. Number three. Back to Rob Parker. The Chargers, all-time leading passer in franchise history. The non-cursing, Philip Blank.
Oh, this is me?
Back to you, Rob.
Okay.
Close your eyes, Alex.
All right, Alex, close your eyes.
I don't want to hear anything else but the clue.
Okay. Lake?
River.
Yeah!
That is correct.
I was going to say Kentucky, but that would have been too much.
Oh, gosh, don't do that.
No.
All right, we Kentucky. Move on.
River, the River, the kid.
Oh,
River.
Got the kid.
I would have not put
not got
Marty.
Marty.
Marty might have worked.
Marty.
Okay, right. Level number
Morning.
Four.
I said Kentucky.
The Los Angeles Chargers edition of Tyshirt's Tower Trivia.
Go Chargers.
Back to Chris. The Chargers narrowly missed the playoffs last season. They lost in overtime on the final game of the regular season to the Las Vegas blank.
Oakland?
Oh, yeah. Rob G talks about them so much because they're not good.
I hate you.
Oakland?
Say the question again.
The Las Vegas blank. They lost them.
Raiders.
That is correct.
Yeah, boy!
That's right.
This is an easier portion of the tower, I must say.
I just remember bad teams, Bobby. That's all.
All right, here we go.
I'm up, right? Am I up?
No, you're
what's
tied. 19-19.
Chris always
back
trying
to Rob
cheat.
Parker.
Chris always up.
The Chargers share their home stadium in the city of Los Angeles with the L.A. blank.
Golly.
Lambs?
Some
no rhyming.
That's not rhyming.
No,
rhyming.
That's, no,
there's a
rhyme.
B. There's a B at the end.
That
that's
is
not,
still
it's
rhyme.
It's not a rhyme. No,
no
it's not.
There's
like
a
home.
B.
Rams, lambs,
no.
Home and comb with a B does not rhyme,
exactly,
Chris.
Rhyming
Chris,
doesn't matter
that's not
how
a
it's
rhyme.
Spelled.
Alex, go ahead,
rhyming
Alex.
Doesn't matter how it's
that's
spelled.
That's not a rhyme.
That's not a rhyme.
That is unbelievable.
I feel like I might know the clue now in the
of course
answer.
He knows it.
I'll have you know I went to Cal State Long Beach for my
that's
journalism
right.
degree.
There you go.
Would it happen to be Rams, Bobby?
Yes. That would be correct.
The Lambs or the Rams?
You going to tell me beach and bleach don't rhyme?
They rhyme.
They do rhyme.
Because beach,
but
bleach
comb,
has the L. Oh, there's the
comb,
L.
Like tomb.
You don't
with
rhyme
a
B. When you say lamb, you do you say the B?
Lamb.
It's a lamb.
There's a
B
at
the
end.
The B. There is a lamb.
B.
There's certainly not a B when Rob says it.
Lamb.
No, when I say it, when I
coffee,
there's
daughters.
Not a B.
Coffee's dogs and daughters.
I'm continuing this game under protest.
No. Go talk to the commissioner. Talk to the commissioner.
Putting it out.
No, I'm the commissioner. You still lost.
The commissioner is bought.
Level number six. Back to Chris. Chargers got a very simple war cry for all their fans.
Hey, Rob G, what size are you wearing? Again, I just want to make sure.
Give me a 9.5.
All right, I'm just saying.
Savage.
Go ahead.
They have a very simple war cry, Chris, for all their fans, because their fans are simpletons. All they ask is that they blank up.
Usain
Bolt.
That is correct.
There it is.
That's a great clue.
All right.
I'm getting cheated, and
we
I'm
are
still
tied.
In this thing.
Look at
final
this,
final question, Rob. If you get this, it's over. If not,
no
Rob,
pressure.
Chris gets a chance to steal.
No pressure, Rob.
Rob Parker.
All right,
Don,
let's do it.
Don Coryell led a very innovative offense for the Chargers back in the 70s. Had its own nickname. It came to be known as the blank Coryell offense.
All right, here we go.
Where are we going, Rob?
We know here we go.
This is good?
Are you ready?
Don't tell us how good it is.
I hope I'm ready.
He's ready.
All right. Really?
Golly. I'm ready.
That was like five clues.
Okay,
right
Chris,
there.
Be quiet. Jordan. Jordan.
You can see Rob making such eye contact with Alex.
Do not be looking at him. See, he's doing visual.
I didn't do anything.
He's staring deep into his soul right now. Like I'm giving it to you.
Can I get the question again, Bobby?
The blank Coryell offense.
Close the screen.
Is it? It's a giant glass window. All right, Rob, I might get this wrong, so don't be upset. Don't fall out of your chair. Is it shoes?
That is incorrect.
All right, read it. What was Rob's clue?
No, you don't need to. No, do not repeat it. Do not repeat it.
All right, here we go, Alex.
All right.
For the win.
Oxygen. Oxygen.
Air?
That is correct.
Yeah, boy.
Chris Broussard.
Bring on the bongos. Tower.
Unbelievable.
A comeback win against a cheater.
Oh, cheater.
I'm sorry, Rob. I'm against the commissioner. Rob was cheating. Ryman. It don't matter.
Air Jordans. Ah.
Oh, that's right.
More I couple heading your way. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
That's what I'm talking about. That's why he's the MVP. That's why he's the GOAT. The GOAT.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, wrapping up a TV theme song Thursday with Speed Racer. Was one of my favorite shows, one of my favorite cartoons as a kid. Would you say the same, Rob?
Absolutely, as a kid.
Yep.
And his brother was Racer X. Remember we found out his brother was Racer X?
Yeah, yeah. Nah, it was great. Because what I liked is when he walked, you heard his feet hitting the ground, you know? That was like a big deal back in 1972.
You want to know what's funny, Steve?
Yep, what?
So this came out in 1967, and it was originally an anime, but for us, it was like a cartoon.
Right, it was from Japan, correct?
What is the difference in anime?
So the biggest thing, and a lot of people do ask me this too, like what's the difference between anime and cartoons? It's just the culture that produces it. So anything that's made out of the Eastern culture, they call it anime because of the styling and the animation tools they use. And then for us here, we're Disney-infused, so that's what we called cartoons, basically. It's the same kind of thing.
It's almost like just the Japanese word for cartoon.
Yeah, basically. So think of it like a car, right? A Honda is more Japanese-based, and we have the Fords here. They're both cars. They're just different manufacturers
so
and types.
It's just brand.
Yep, but they're all the same thing.
The difference between a Honda and a Ford is... And speaking, Rob, Mike Williams is having his way with the Chiefs.
Big time.
My goodness. He is destroying their defensive backs. And, you know, he's done that. He's been tough against them in the past. And now with Keenan Allen out, which I agree with you, I thought that was a big loss.
I thought that was a huge
becomes,
loss.
Right. He gained a great one-handed catch, essentially a one-handed catch. He becomes, you know, their number one guy. And, wow, they can't deal with him. They can do nothing with him. All right. We are live from the TireRack.com studios, and we can sit here and talk about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards. Or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. It's amazing, folks. You can learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. Let me ask you,
Chris,
Rob,
that was the catch of the year so far. I mean, did you see that? That wasn't no sticky glue.
No, it was.
That was a great catch.
That's a great point. Like, right? There are one hand. We see a lot of one hand.
Where they stick into their hands. That didn't stick.
No, that was. He just kind of corralled it with the one paw and then brought it with two. No, that was a great catch. And you had the defender right there. It wasn't bad coverage.
He was all over you.
Yep. Yep. No, great. Yeah, great play by Mike Williams. Let's if this continues, and I'm not talking about a blowout by, you know, the Chargers, but a win, a 7-point win or whatever by the Cardinals. I'm sorry, by the Chargers. What would your take on each team be?
I don't know.
Like,
I would have to look and say
be a narrative out there.
Well, but it'll be about the
your narrative's going to be ripping the Chiefs
about
they're
the Chiefs'
not the
offense.
Same, not
yeah,
this,
and was it just that Arizona was terrible? You know what I mean? And they're at home. They only scored 7 points, and
right. They're
struggling offensively. Is this what this offense looks like? That's why I joked about talking about calling Tyreek Hill at halftime. You know what
right,
I mean? Like that'll be the conversation. Is what's wrong with the Chiefs' offense? Why weren't they able to, play the way, not blow out, but you know, they scored with ease against Arizona.
Well, yeah, and I do think Arizona is bad, unbelievably, right? They made the playoffs last year, were 10-0 at one point, 11 wins overall. But they've got a lot of good receivers in Kansas City, and I actually like their receiving core. MVS, Marquez Valdez-Scantling, Mecole Hardman, Juju Smith-Schuster. Like, you got the young boy, Sky. But is any of them a great – none of them. I'll answer it. None of them are a great number one. If you want to argue – MVS or you know what I mean? Like, but none of them, Rob, are like a Pro Bowl number one. Now you got Kelsey who is, but as far as receipt wide receivers, and it's kind of showing tonight, but we'll see. You know, there's a lot of time left. So we will see. But it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, signing off. Keep it locked. Jason Smith and Mike Harmon are next. So you know what that means. Fire!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card...
Right this way.
It's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.